Let's start. It's July 30th, 2023. It is also 15:53 hours Eastern Daylight Time. Word green here. Carl Jung said, shame is a soul-eating emotion. Lao Tzu said, man dies from birth. And Mark Twain said, never allow someone to be your priority while allowing yourself to be their option. Our song for today is from the Motons, but this particular version of it is Dirty Nano versus the Motons. And the song was a hit in Romania. We're not going to find it on American charts or in many European charts. It's called Înainte să ne fi născut.
Dirty Nano.
Înainte să ne fi născut.
Well, this is a fabulous song. It's fabulous. The first time I heard this song, I thought it was a great song. I today translated it into English on the Google Translator just to see what it mean, what it was saying, what the words are, what the meaning is, and it's probably even better than I thought. But it was very strongly of interest to me the first time I heard it. I couldn't find it because I didn't know what it was saying, so I couldn't search for it. But, I mean, I didn't understand Poate, Poate, and that was what I was searching for. And eventually, I didn't know how to spell it. Once I figured out the spelling, I found it. And then, well, I don't know how whether I found it before I figured out the spelling or what, but I found the word Poate somehow, I guess, and then I realized that that's what it was. So it means maybe, maybe, Poate, Poate, in English. But this was a song from 2018. Our study for, and it's by the Motans, by the way, that song is, the band's called the Motans, M-O-T-A-N-S. In Born and Raised, Chapter 3, Paragraph 5 now. Augustus, who was the Roman emperor, died on August 19th of 14 CE. And by this event, the anniversary of the regnal years of Tiberius became shifted to this yearly date. That is, allowing it to be used for the redating of his year one, so that it commenced exactly on August 19th, 12 CE, instead of 14 CE, when Augustus died. But we should be absolutely clear that no civic dating outranks Luke when he uses the earliest Jewish year and the actual beginning of Korul, with Tishri 1 of 12 CE dated as beginning on September 5th, and an assumption of the co-rulership of Tiberius near October 23rd. Those dates being in 12 CE. Thus, 26 CE is logical as the 15th year of Tiberius in the book of Luke. The calculation is as follows. 12, that's 12 CE, plus 15 years, minus 1 because we want the 15th, which is 14 years, plus some months. So 12 plus 15 minus 1 equals, same as 12 plus 14, which is 26 CE, the 15th year of Tiberius Caesar. We have now established, using that method, just outlined in our study here, the well-founded principle of moving backwards from later dates to establish earlier ones is retained. The date of 26 CE as the year that John came baptizing is assumed to be the same year that Jesus is baptized. So John came baptizing, then Jesus got baptized and began to preach. We're not assuming any great amount of delay between the time that John came baptizing in the 15th year of Tiberius and Jesus beginning his preaching. So that's another assumption we're making. Luke 3 and 23 comments that Jesus is about, in quotes, about 30 years old, end quote. Now we may begin to consider the year of Jesus' birth. We just calculate back from 26 using the age of 30 years old, and we consider the year of Jesus' birth in what follows. That's all for today for the Born and Raised article. Our proverb for today, little children, is Proverbs 19 and 18. Chastise your son while there exists hope, and to the putting of him to death, do not lift up your soulful desire or your soul. To the putting of him to death, do not lift up your soul or your soulful desire. And chastise your son while there exists hope. Numbers chapter 30. Then Moses spoke to the heads of the tribes of the sons of Israel, saying, "This is the word that Jehovah has commanded. In case a man makes a vow to Jehovah or swears an oath to bind a vow of abstinence upon his soul, he must not violate his word. According to all that has gone out of his mouth, he should do. And in case a woman makes a vow to Jehovah, or she does bind herself with a vow of abstinence in the house of her father in her youth, and her father actually hears her vow, or her abstinence vow that she is bound upon her soul, and her father does keep silent toward her, all her vows must also stand, and every abstinence vow that she is bound upon her soul will stand. But if her father has forbidden her on the day of his hearing all her vows, or her abstinence vows that she is bound upon her soul, it will not stand. But Jehovah will forgive her because her father forbade her. However, if she at all happens to belong to a husband and her vow is upon her, or the thoughtless promise of her lips that she is bound upon her soul, and her husband actually hears it and keeps silent toward her on the day of his hearing it, her vows must also stand, or her abstinence vows that she is bound upon her soul will stand. But if her husband on the day of hearing it forbids her, he has also annulled her vow that was upon her, or the thoughtless promise of her lips that she bound upon her soul, and Jehovah will forgive her. In the case of the vow of a widow or a divorced woman, everything that she has bound upon her soul will stand against her. However, if it is in the house of her husband that she has vowed or has bound an abstinence vow upon her soul by an oath, and her husband has heard it and has kept silent toward her, he has not forbidden her, and all her vows must stand, or any abstinence vow that she is bound upon her soul will stand. But if her husband has totally annulled them on the day of his hearing any expression of her lips as her vows, or as an abstinence vow of her soul, they will not stand. Her husband has annulled them, and Jehovah will forgive her. Any vow or any oath of an abstinence vow to afflict the soul, her husband should establish it, or her husband should annul it. But if her husband absolutely keeps silent toward her from day to day, he has also established all her vows, or all her abstinence vows that are upon her. He has established them because he kept silent toward her on the day of his hearing them. And if he totally annuls them after his hearing them, he also actually bears her error. These are the regulations that Jehovah commanded Moses, as between a husband and his wife, as between a father and his daughter in her youth, in the house of her father. That's the end of Numbers chapter 30. Now we have 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Now I do not want you to be ignorant, brothers, that our forefathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea and all got baptized into Moses by means of the cloud and of the sea. And all ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they used to drink from the spiritual rock mass that followed them, and that rock mass meant the Christ. Nevertheless, on most of them God did not express his approval, for they were laid low in the wilderness. Now these things became our examples for us not to be persons desiring injurious things, even as they desired them. Neither become idolaters, as some of them did, just as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink, and they got up to have a good time. Neither let us practice fornication, as some of them committed fornication, only to fall 23,000 of them in one day. Neither let us put Jehovah to the test, as some of them put him to the test, only to perish by the serpents. Neither be murmurers, just as some of them murmured, only to perish by the destroyer. Now these things went on befalling them as examples, and they were written for a warning to us upon whom the ends of the systems of things have arrived. Consequently, let him that thinks he is standing beware that he does not fall. No temptation has taken you except what is common to men. But God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But along with the temptation, he will also make the way out in order for you to be able to endure it. Therefore, my beloved ones, flee from idolatry. I need something to drink. My throat is parched and I can't hardly swallow or barely speak. So, I speak as to men with discernment. Judge for yourselves what I say. The cup of blessing, which we bless, is it not a sharing in the blood of the Christ? The loaf which we break, is it not a sharing in the body of the Christ? Because there is one loaf, we, although many, are one body, for we are all partaking of that one loaf. Look at that which is Israel, which I wanted to read this an alternative way here. Look at that which Israel is in a fleshly way. Are not those who eat the sacrifices sharers with the altar? What then am I to say? That what is sacrificed to an idol is anything? Or that an idol is anything? No. But I say that the things which the nations sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. And I do not want you to become sharers with the demons. You cannot be drinking the cup of Jehovah and the cup of demons. You cannot be partaking of the table of Jehovah and the table of demons. Or are we inciting Jehovah to jealousy? We are not stronger than he is, are we? All things are lawful, but not all things are advantageous. All things are lawful, but not all things build up. Let each one keep seeking not his own advantage, but that of the other person. Everything that is sold in a meat market, keep eating, making no inquiry on account of your conscience. For to Jehovah belong the earth and that which fills it. If any one of the unbelievers invites you and you wish to go, proceed to eat everything that is set before you, making no inquiry on account of your conscience. But if anyone should say to you, this is something offered in sacrifice, do not eat on account of the one that disclosed it and on account of conscience. Conscience, I say, not your own, but that of the other person. For why should it be that my freedom is judged by another person's conscience? if I am partaking with thanks, why am I to be spoken of abusively over that for which I give thanks? Therefore, whether you are eating or drinking or doing anything else, do all things for God's glory. Keep from becoming causes for stumbling to Jews as well as Greeks and to the congregation of God. Even as I am pleasing all people in all things, not seeking my own advantage but that of the many, in order that they might get saved. That's the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. So our study is complete for today. Little children, I really love that song. It's so great. We know how much time do we have? What a great song. Let's go back. Let's listen to that again. What a song. Let's go there. Here we are.
Dirty Nano.
Înainte să ne fi născut. Am văzut că voi muri de sete, Hasta cuando sufro tu peque. Darme una promesa con el hombre de verdad en el polvo. Enainte se ne finosco.
Ganduri Lasat. Let's take that saying right there. Let's cut this out.
Ganduri Lasat.
Pause. We're ready. Thoughts left to the wind. Right here. Right there. Okay, here we go. We've got 1.5 minutes. Okay, that's it for today. I'm going to be able to possibly learn more about the Romanian language, but it's today, July 30th, 2023. Word Green with you, and I hope you enjoyed it. I love you. On my behalf, it's Cammy and Sissy. Did I get Cammy in there? And Sissy saying bye for now.